You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the government announced that water fluoridation will now be managed by the Ministry of Health rather than local councils. This means Dr. Ashley Bloomfield will now be in charge of water fluoridation. Water fluoridation plays an important role in preventing tooth decay, but as it has been run by local councils, not every region has had it in their water system. I spoke to Dr. Rob Beaglehall from the New Zealand Dental Association about the change to the law, why it took so long to happen, and the misinformation surrounding water fluoridation. I started by asking him what the legal change was all about.
Basically, what this announcement states is that the decision-making process for water fluoridation will now rest with the Director General of Health. Currently, there's a bill in Parliament that is aiming to remove the decision-making process from councils and give it to DHBs. But what the new announcement makes is for a much better streamlining of the process. So it makes a lot more sense to give the decision-making process to one person rather than 20 different DHBs having to make 20 different decisions around the country.
And so what was the effect of the previous system where, as you say, it was spread around the country with the different districts?
Well, currently the councils, currently 67 different councils around the country need to make 67 different decisions. So what ended up happening is that a lot of the water fluoridation issues got bogged down in sort of a quagmire of an inability to make a decision, which actually meant that there were millions of New Zealanders who are suffering from tooth decay needlessly because they're not offered the added protection of drinking water fluoridated water.
And could you go a little bit into how exactly water fluoridation protects teeth?
Well, the evidence from New Zealand and overseas suggests that children drinking water that has been fluoridated are 40% less likely to have tooth decay than children drinking water that's non-fluoridated. So basically what fluoridated water supplies do is it reduces tooth decay by 40% amongst kids. The fluoride in the water acts to strengthen the teeth and also to make the teeth more resistant to attack by acid that is formed by bugs eating sugar. So basically water fluoridation protects children's teeth in particular. It also protects adults and the elderly.
If water fluoridation is this simple of a fix for dental care, why is this nationalisation of the system only happening now?
Well, it's the decision, it's a political decision, and politically it's been hard to get this water fluoridation bill through, particularly because the New Zealand First support party for Labor last election were not able to support Labor. So a political decision, decisions often trump policy. The policy is clear, the evidence is unequivocal, but hats off to the government for showing leadership in this. And hopefully what this will mean is that there will be a lot less pain, a lot less suffering, and a lot less money that is needlessly wasted by taxpayers trying to fix up the mess that tooth decay causes.
And as you mentioned, it is certainly a political decision. And talking of politics, Shane Retty from the National Party has said local voices may be taken away and by nationalising the system, it may wash over the wishes of the region. How would you respond to this?
Well, Shane Retty is a great supporter of water fluoridation. He's a doctor up in Northland and he sees the ravishes of tooth decay on a day-to-day basis. I hear his point of view, which is that local voices need to be heard. But we also need to reflect on other issues around the country in terms of, you know, for example, the chlorination of water supply. That's made as a central government decision, so it makes more sense for fluoride to be made at that central government as well. I think the other thing to remember is that the number one reason children are admitted to hospital in New Zealand is to have a general anaesthetic to have their rotten teeth taken out at a cost of about $4,000 each. We also know that there's huge inequalities amongst particularly Māori and non-Māori New Zealand kids. So what this water fluoridation bill hopefully will enable is a huge reduction in the gap between the haves and have-nots and also a gap between those living in fluoridated areas currently and non-fluoridated areas.
Are there any other things the government could do as pretty easy fixes that would significantly improve people's teeth around the country?
Well, ideally, the government would also look at the evidence, which is unequivocal. A sugary drink industry levy on sugary drinks would be a great way of reducing sugary drink consumption in New Zealand. We know that overseas, say particularly in the UK, where the Conservative government has introduced a health levy on sugary drinks, there's been a dramatic reduction in sugar consumed by the population. Another easy thing to do, win-win, would be for the government, for the Minister of Education, to instigate a water-only policy in all schools. It's an absolute scandal that schools are still selling sickness to children in the form of sugary drinks. What we need is the government to take leadership here and instigate or mandate water-only policies for schools. Another thing the government could introduce would be junk food marketing restrictions to children. We know that children are bombarded with junk food ads on a day-to-day basis. So this junk food, not only does it cause holes in your teeth, it also greatly contributes to obesity and in particular type 2 diabetes.
And I had one other question. I know water fluoridation has quite a lot of controversy around it, and I know a lot of this comes from unfounded conspiracy theories, which I obviously don't want to give a platform to. But do you have any idea why these conspiracies around water fluoridation get so much traction, and why something this simple has become a sort of scandal in some ways?
I think the main thing to think about is that the certain elements of society are always going to be wary about the government doing something to them or perceived to be doing them to them. I mean, there's lots of people out there who are against the chlorination of water supply or are against vaccinations or are into the whole chemtrail conspiracy. So, you know, I understand that there's conspiracy theories out there, but I think at the end of the day, we need to be guided by the evidence. And the totality of the evidence suggests that water fluoridation is a fantastic health intervention for reducing tooth decay and thus pain and suffering and also saving taxpayers' money.
That was Dr. Rob Beagle-Hull from the New Zealand Dental Association on the government's change to water fluoridation management.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.